Right, this is going to be one of the shortest teachings ever, but this may be one of the most important calling in the lost that you've ever come to. And because this is the last time we're assembling together before the elections on Tuesday, and I conferred with the elders that if they thought, and the Holy Ghost thought, it would be good for us to not only do our normal calling in the lost confessions, but while we're assembled together, we can declare these confessions from the Word over the elections upcoming one last time. And I'm telling you, this one probably the most important election in my lifetime. And so praise God. So just quickly, let's look at Mark 11:23. Why do we do this? Mark 11, we'll start in verse 22. Just real quick, I won't take but 5 minutes on this. Most of you know it by heart anyway. But it's one thing to know it, it's another thing to do it. Hallelujah. So Mark 11:22 says, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now notice it says say. Say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, we could read the rest of it, but that's the part of it for tonight. And what had just happened, he had cursed the fig tree. He had spoken to it, no man eat fruit of thee again forever. And at first it looked like nothing happened, but when they passed by within 24 hours, the next day, that tree had withered up from the roots. Your words have an impact. And if you're coming to calling in the lost, and I'm looking around, everybody that's here has been coming for a while, then you are a person that believes that what you say will come to pass. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't keep coming. So what we're going to do tonight, that's the teaching. That is the teaching, because it takes about a half an hour to go through each of these. And we're going to do the confession over the elections first. Declare with our mouth the word of the Lord over these United States. And I believe that the angels, as we do this, even more angels are dispatched because they hearken to the voice of his word. Amen. So you can just repeat. There might be some extra of these laying around. There might be some out front. If you want to have a copy, or if you already have one, you can get one. I think Darren's going to see if there's any out front. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's one. Tim would like it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I guess they're all used up. Okay. Got two more. Only $100 a piece. No, they're free. Got any takers? All right, I guess everyone's got one that wants one. Father, we stand before you as a group of people. We're small in number, but mighty in spirit. Lord, your word is the most powerful thing on earth. And when we speak in line with your word, we really are a people that believe what we say comes to pass. So, Father, with the authority you've given us as the body of Christ on earth and in his name, we declare these things to be so. So just repeat after me. Father, I come before you on behalf of our nation. We, your children, have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. And we have rebelled by departing from the standards of the truth of your word. We have not paid attention to those you raised up who speak your truth and called us to repentance. We have not held the pastors and other ministers of your word accountable for their sin and doctrinal error. We have fallen short of your desires. I personally repent for my sin and my failure in all of these areas. I also ask you to forgive us, your church, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hear this prayer. Choose this place to yourself for a house of sacrifice. As I offer you my own life as a living sacrifice, and my praise as the sacrifice of my lips. Choose this house. Sanctify it as a holy dwelling place of your presence. May your name and your heart dwell here forever. Father, as you have forgiven me for all sin for Christ's sake, I choose to forgive every person their transgressions against me. Just as you loved me and gave your Son to be the sacrifice for my sins, I recognize Jesus as the sacrifice for all sins committed against me. I love those who committed those sins in the same way that you love both them and me. I ask that you do not hold them accountable for the wrong that they have done unto me. Father, please move in our land. Heal our nation. May the glory of your presence be known. Lord, I present myself to you as one who is willing to make up the hedge and stand in the gap before you on behalf of our nation. I lift up our president, vice president, Congress, Supreme Court, and all who are in leadership at all levels of government, from the national level to the local level. Please forgive our leaders for their sin and ungodly actions, ungodly laws, and positions that are opposed to your word. Touch their lives with your presence. May they all know Jesus in a personal way as Savior and Lord. By faith, I call them born again and filled with your Holy Spirit. I present to you my prayers, my confessions, my praise and my worship. Use it all in the way you want to bring about your will. Release your glory and anointing through me to bring about the changes you desire. Father, I lift up the coming elections. Please keep moving on the hearts and minds of the just and the unjust concerning those running for president and every other office for which we will vote, whether it be on a national, state, or local level. Begin drawing our attention to those for whom we should vote. May all see the truth about each candidate. Move in such a fashion that all ungodly and unholy plans and motives will be fully exposed and brought to light. That includes all ballot tampering, all cheating on the ballots, of every kind. May both those of your church and the lost begin to be drawn to the man you desire to be our next president. I come against a spirit of confusion that would want to cause us to vote for the wrong person. I declare the spirit of confusion bound in the name of Jesus, according to the power and authority given to me by God, and in Jesus' name, I speak to you, spirit of confusion. I command you that you silence your tongue. You will not have an impact on this nation. You will not have an impact on the body of Christ concerning these elections. Jesus, the government of your kingdom rests upon you. Likewise, I say that the government of this nation rests on you. May the man the Father wants as our president be filled with the wisdom of God concerning every decision he makes, including those decisions pertaining to his presidential campaign. May he operate by kingdom knowledge. Holy Spirit, please release a continual flow of anointing upon this man that will help and guide him in the election process. May the Spirit of the Lord rest upon him. I come against every principality, power, ruler of darkness, and spiritual wickedness that would present a stronghold against this man and against Congress. I speak to you and command you to be cast out now. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against this man shall prosper. And I call condemned every tongue that would rise up against him in false judgment. Jesus has given to me the keys of the kingdom. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Satan, you and all your devils are bound concerning this nation and the upcoming election. None of your plans for stealing, killing, or destroying or interfering with the elections will succeed. I call the Father's will to be accomplished in the upcoming elections. Satan, just as Jesus saw you fall, as lightning from heaven, I call you and all your devils fallen from your levels of authority. Influence and interference in the elections. The Father has given me the full revelation and understanding that Jesus has given unto me power over you and all of your devils and all of your power. All of you spirits are subject unto me in Jesus' name. Nothing of yours shall by any means hurt the candidates in the elections. You are defeated. Jesus is highly exalted. And in Him I am highly exalted. The name of Jesus is above every name. I have inherited the right to use the power and authority in Jesus' name. I bow my life to the Lordship of Jesus. I declare that Jesus is the Lord of every part of the elections. Satan, you and all your devils must bow in submission to the name that is above you, the name of Jesus. You cannot rise above the authority of Jesus. You cannot rise above my authority in Jesus. In Jesus, I have dominion over you. I declare that the elections are under the name and lordship of Jesus. And I call your works in all of these areas over. Satan, Jesus has completely and totally defeated you. And all of your principalities, all of your powers and devils. He made an open show of you and triumphed over you for all eternity. I thank and praise God that in the Lord Jesus Christ, He has given to me that same victory. I call you and everything about you and your devils completely, totally, and thoroughly defeated in the upcoming elections. Satan, you have lost. The victory of Christ is known in the elections. Father, move upon your church. Lay intercession on those who will make themselves available to you for that kind of prayer. Move upon the pastors of your churches that they would call for times of prayer over these elections. I say in the name of Jesus that the righteous are in authority and that our nation rejoices. Jesus, you are Lord over this ministry. You are Lord over this region. You are Lord over this state. You are Lord over this nation. And you are Lord over these elections. May the glory of the Lord fill this country. And may revival fires burn with unprecedented intensity. I speak to you, principalities, that are assigned to our nation's capital and the elections. In the name of Jesus, you are cast down. Your rule is broken. Your mind is filled with confusion. You cannot think straight to carry out your plans. You speak against other devils. And your house is divided. It cannot stand. It has come to an end. You are thoroughly and utterly defeated. You cannot rise back up to your seat. You walk in blindness. Division has filled your camp. Our nation's capital and this election are totally and completely loosed from your hands. The seat of authority in this nation is occupied by righteousness. Again, I say, you principalities assigned to our nation's capital, and the elections are cast down and defeated. O Lord God, You rule over all the kingdoms in the world. In Your hand there is power and might. No one can withstand You. You are our God. And we dwell in You. You hear our cry and our prayers. We say that this nation is Your land. We say it is a part of Your kingdom. May this nation fear You. And all of its inhabitants stand in awe of You. We stand here covered in the shadow of Your hand. Your words fill our mouth. And we speak them forth to and we speak them forth to establish Your will in our nation. Use Your words that we speak to plant foundations of righteousness in our nation. So that You would desire to call the people of this nation Your people. Judge those who run for any office as to how they stand concerning Your word and holiness. We do not fear them or their threats. We do not fear their promises to steal this nation from Your kingdom and to use it for their plans for abortion, sexual perversions, abominations, and suppression of the gospel, and all other unholy plans which conflict with Your word. Father, this battle is not ours. It is Yours. You are with us. O God, we praise You. We worship You. For Your mercy endureth forever. We praise You for the beauty of Your holiness. We praise You for our salvation. And we exalt You and glorify You for the victory in these elections. Lord, make Your words in our mouth fire. And may the plans of the enemy be as wood, consumed and devoured by that fire. Set ambushments against all those running for office and those in the media who support them, who are opposed to Your word and holy standards. They are enemies of the cross. May the fear of God fill their hearts and minds. May confusion fill their camps, as it did in the camps of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. May they turn against each other. May their words return to them as their own judgment. May their words be as weapons against themselves. May they devastate each other. May their campaigns, plans, and agendas collapse at their feet. May the foolishness in their hearts come forth from their mouths in a way that will cause even the media to turn against them. May their words against truth and holiness turn into the death of their political campaigns. May they eat the fruit of their words. May they be swallowed up by the foolishness that proceeds from their lips. May they be shamed in the eyes of your church and the lost. May the abundant riches of the spoils of their defeat be transferred into the kingdom of God. We call this nation a valley of Berakah. Blessed of the Lord. We rejoice with great joy at the victory of the Lord. Father, as heirs of salvation, we ask that angels be dispatched to assist these things to be done. Angels, go to your assignments as the Father directs. Enforce the victories we have spoken this day. And drive back the forces of evil. Satan, you are defeated. In the United States and in the upcoming elections. Jesus is Lord over the United States and the upcoming elections. And just as the Father's will is always done in heaven, the Father's will is being done in the United States and in the upcoming elections. Now shout if you believe it. Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory. We have what we say in the name of Jesus. We have what we say. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is Lord over the United States of America. Righteousness reigns in this land. The people rejoice when the righteous rule. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We doubt not in our heart. We believe what we say comes to pass. We have what we say in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, now that you got your confessor warmed up, Father, I worship you. I glorify you. I praise you. You're not a man that you could lie. You have exalted your word above your name. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. Therefore, I say, your glory is present at the prayer center. The blind see. The deaf hear. The lame walk. The dead are raised. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. A minimum of 1,000 people are born again at the prayer center every week. We have a minimum of 500 intercessors who are holding up the message that has come to maturity. We are able to get along with each other while the Father works revival in our midst. We have that kind of worship that takes us beyond the veil of the flesh in order that we may worship in spirit and in truth. We worship you, Father, out of our new nature. And we give you family worship as your sons and daughters. Father, at the prayer center, those that come will see a people transformed to the nature of Christ. Father, we say, in the name of Jesus, no person ever leaves the prayer center the same way they came. Every person that comes receives a touch from the Good Shepherd. Father, those that come who are beaten down, discouraged, worn out, and tired, they won't leave that way. They'll be encouraged, strong and mature. They'll leave standing upright. their shoulders squared, their heads held high, going forth as a mighty army to take this planet for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Father, your glory fills every service. Every person that comes drinks of your glory. They'll leave as earthen vessels. And this includes me. Filled with your glory. Filled with your wisdom. Filled with your love. Filled with your grace. And anointed by your Spirit. They will carry your presence with them. And I carry your presence with me. And we all carry revival around this world. Father, we declare. We preach your gospel. We'll never settle for man's gospel. Only yours. It's the gospel that saves. The gospel that fills. And the gospel that heals. That's why we say. Lost. Be saved. Empty. Be filled. Blind. See. Lame. Walk. Deaf. Hear. Maimed. Behold. Dead. Rise again. In the name of Jesus. Father, that's your gospel. We'll settle for nothing less. We're going for the gold. We have what we say, and we say at every service, the lost are saved, people are filled with the Holy Ghost, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the maimed are made whole, the dead are raised, in the name of Jesus. More than 12 legions of angels are loosed to prepare the way for revival. Angels are dispatched to the four corners of the earth, intercepting and stopping every mission and every assignment of the enemy that would bring circumstances against those who would come. Angels are changing those circumstances by rearranging them, causing money to come, and by changing schedules. We say every person that is to be here will be here in the name of Jesus. There is no devil big enough. No assignment crafty enough. No circumstances bad enough that will keep even one from being here. Father, we declare your house full. Angels are moving back. The forces of darkness over this region. They're opening up a window. A window of light, 25 miles in every direction, both horizontally and vertically. There is a fortress of angels surrounding us to keep back the darkness. There be more that be with us than be with them. Father, angels are dispatched now. Softening the hearts where hurts have wounded. Where calluses have formed. Where walls of defenses have gone up. Angels are softening the hearts. And creating atmospheres. Where the people can hear the voice of their shepherd. Angels are preparing their hearts now. So they're already receivers when they arrive. From the first word spoken. From the first song sung. From the first prayer prayed. To the end of every service. The people are free to receive from your Spirit the assignments of all devils against the prayer center, the people of the prayer center, and the leadership of the prayer center. All those assignments are dismissed in the name of Jesus. I declare those plans null and void. Devil, we're taking Tulsa from you. In fact, we already have. Jesus is Lord over Tulsa. Not you. We're in authority here. Not you. Devil, get out of Tulsa. Take all your demons with you. The King of Kings has made a decree. And I am speaking in his stead. The King has declared, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. The King has decreed, captives, you are free. Every person returns to his original inheritance. That is the born again trail. Father, you have restored our inheritance. And at the prayer center, the inheritance is not just known about. We don't just teach about it. But it's received, manifested, and seen. Father, you have restored our fellowship with you. The firstborn told us to pray. Father, your will be done on earth. Just as it is in heaven. As in heaven, so on earth. As in heaven, so in Tulsa. There are no lost people in heaven. Therefore we say, Tulsa is saved. There are no sick people in heaven. Therefore we say, Tulsa is healed. There are no demoniacs in heaven. Therefore we say, Tulsa is delivered. And there's no poor people in heaven. Therefore we say, Tulsa is prospered. And Tulsa is blessed. We declare every captive free. All right, now let's use our hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. See it now. See it. We declare every captive free. Every wheelchair emptied. All of them. No exceptions. Every artificial help. Wheelchairs, crutches, canes, hearing aids, glasses, stretchers, bladder bottles. They may need them when they come. They won't need them when they leave. And we'll have them here as trophies to the glory of Jesus the healer. All manner of sickness. And all manner of diseases are healed first time, every time, all of them, no exceptions. Jesus, you healed them all then. You healed them all now. That's what we say. That's what we have in the name of Jesus. Sorry, I'm going to do that again. That's what we say. That's what we have in the name of Jesus. It just didn't feel right, you know. Anyway. Father, there are impartations of your Spirit. We declare these are the most powerful. the most anointed, the most life-changing, the most revival-producing services in history. Fresh anointings, fresh giftings, like never before since the book of Acts. Father, it's you doing the works. Therefore, all things are possible. So, my own soul, I command you, believe this. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. And every backslider will come back to God. They will never leave God again. So now, Father, in preparation, I forgive every person their trespasses against me. Father, forgive me all of my trespasses against you. I am freshly washed in the blood of the Lamb, in order that my record in heaven be perfect. Therefore I say, because of the blood, what Jesus did for me, according to my record in heaven, I have never failed God. I lay down my life that the life of Christ may be manifest in me. I take no offense. I give no offense. And according to my record in heaven, I never have. At the prayer center, the mind of Christ is delivered to the sheep and the shepherds. It is delivered with such simplicity and with such clarity that the wayfaring fool could not misunderstand it. Therefore I say, the people at the prayer center, and especially me, we all understand every word that Pastor Dave teaches. And we declare that Pastor Dave teaches. Every need is met. No matter how large, no matter how small, there are no cases too hard. There are no cases too late. And whatever they come for to receive from Jesus, they get it. All of them. First time. Every time. No exceptions. I declare every captive free. Free in spirit. Free in soul. Free in body, all are delivered, and all are restored. Father, you are provider. Angels are dispatched to gather in all of the finances and everything that is required. Things we know about now, things we don't even know about yet. Because you are the God who answers before we call. I speak against the strongholds of lack. And I declare an abundance. Abundance. Be. In the name of Jesus. Therefore we say. There is no lack. We operate from abundance. We operate from surplus. We have all in abound with many baskets left over. We have such abundance. We can pay the way for many to come and many to go. We send them out on prosperous journeys for God with abundance in a manner fitting for servants of the Lord. Our financial granaries are full. Because our King has found stewards he can trust. And I'm one of them. Father, if you need anything, come to my house first. Whatever you have need of, come to my house first. All I need to know is my Lord has need of it, and it's yours. I've been bought with a price. My life is not my own. I am a first-class servant. Lord, I lay all my possessions at your feet. And I say again, Lord, if you need anything I have, it's yours. I love you, Lord, with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, all of my strength. And the second commandment is like unto the first. I love my neighbor as myself. And I love my neighbor as you have loved me. I love my good neighbors. I love my bad neighbors. I love my mean neighbors. And I love my enemies. Jesus, you are my Savior. You are my Lord. Whatever you ask, that's what I do. I am your servant. I am your bond slave by my own free will choice. And I serve you, Lord, by serving these people that you love so much. I serve the good people. I serve the bad people. I serve the mean people. And I especially serve your enemies. Because you're trying to save them all. And you'd like to use me to do it. All that I have is yours. My time is yours. My body is yours. My family is yours. I own nothing. I am your bond slave. Use me as you will. You are provider for me, my family, and all that I have. And I am available for your use. We lift up the bloodstained banner over this city. Written in the blood of Jesus on the banner are these words. Jesus is Lord over Tulsa. Jesus is Lord over Tulsa. Tulsa is in revival. Tulsa is in revival. And where Jesus is Lord, the Father's will is done. Father, have your way. Not just 30-fold. Not just 60-fold. But 100-fold. Again I say, lost, be saved. Empty, be filled. Captives, go free. Blind, see. Deaf, hear. Lame, walk. Maimed, be whole. Dead, rise again. In the name of Jesus. Father, thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory. Forever, your will be done in Tulsa. Just as it is in heaven. As in heaven, so in earth. As in heaven, so in Tulsa. Tulsa is saved. Tulsa is saved. Tulsa is saved. Now shout about that. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We have what we say. We have what we say in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If we could just get Billy to cheer up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, extend your hand and your faith maybe this way. Lord, you heard us when we prayed the first time. We know you heard us, Lord. And our job is to believe we receive when we pray. You said if we would do that, we shall have the answer. Father, we're not praying again for these tonight because we know you heard us the first time. But we are thanking you for the answer, and we shall see it in Jesus' name, in the miraculous supernatural answer in every one of these people, in Jesus' name. And Father, for the prayer requests inside this box, and I know they change added to daily, Father, your word tells us that if we ask anything that is according to your will, you hear us. And our confidence is, if you hear us, then we have the petition that we desire of you. Father, we're just joining our faith and together with these and rejoicing that you're answering every single prayer that Jesus paid the price for them to have. And Father, if an unbeliever sent in a prayer request here, and it doesn't matter if they're atheist, agnostic, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, or anything else, if they had enough faith to send a prayer request here, and if that request is in line with your word, Father, we ask like Solomon asked, answer the prayer of the stranger. Father, do it in such a unique and unusual way that they'll have to know it was you that answered that prayer. And then, Father, they can hear the gospel of your Son and be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we pray for every prayer cloth that goes forward from this house and from all of the ministries that are associated with us. Father, you have not changed at all. You cannot be changed, and you can't change. So, Father, you're the same God today that you were in the book of Acts. And that's why we expect the same results. Father, when those claws are laid on the sick, they will recover. When they're laid on those that have devils, the devils will come out in Jesus' name. Lord, that means alcoholics will be delivered. Drug addicts will be delivered. Bipolar and schizophrenia type people will be instantly delivered. You'll turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children. Turn the hearts of the children back to their parents. Lord, put marriages back together and many other such things you do because you have not changed at all. You do the same things today that you did then. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we do lift up our beloved Pastor Dave Roberson and his wife Rosalie, and Lord, it was good to see more of the family in the house today. Father, we lift up that entire house, including the ones that are in California and other states. We lift up Tim and Leah Stemple and all of their house, Lord. We lift up all of the ministers, both here at the prayer center and those around the world, their families, their ministries, the people, the volunteers, the congregation, Lord, and we declare, no weapon formed against any of them shall prosper, but everything that they set their hand to will prosper in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, last but certainly not least, this week especially, Lord, we yield ourselves to you for the prompting of your Spirit any moment of the day or night. If you would have any of us rise up and intercede or allow your Spirit to intercede through us. Father, help us steward our time this week. Eternity for many, many are on the line. Many, many, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, someday we are going to stand before you and give an accounting of how we stewarded this life that you gave us. When we stand there, we want to have the same testimony that the Apostle Paul had. That we fought the good fight, we kept the faith, and we finished the race that you set in front of us. Father, we're so blessed here at the prayer center and those that have joined with us to know what our race is. We can be narrowly focused on this supernatural revival that will harvest until you return, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. You will have your revival. We declare it so in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, now that you've got your confessor really warmed up, let's go ahead and make our confession over Pastor Dave. Let me get a drink of water before we start. How many are looking forward to Dave 2.0 walking in the door? If it's possible to be even better looking. With funnier jokes. I'll take the old ones. I just want the jokes again. I'll take them. And more anointed than ever.
Glory to God. That'll be a great day.
So just declare with me. We'll just join together now. Dave blesses the Lord with all of his soul. With all that is within him. He blesses the Lord. And forgets not all of his benefits. The Lord forgives all of Dave's sins. And heals all of his diseases. Dave's life is redeemed from destruction. He is crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. Dave is satisfied with good things. And his youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord has lit Dave's candle. And enlightened his darkness. The Lord causes him to run through a troop. And leap over a wall. The Lord girds Dave with strength. And makes his way perfect. The Lord makes him able to stand firmly. And make progress. On the dangerous heights of testings and trials. The Lord sets Dave firmly upon the high places. The Lord teaches Dave's hands to war. The Lord is his shield of salvation. The Lord's right hand holds Dave up. His gentleness has made Dave great. And the Lord causes Dave's feet to not slip. Dave pursues his spiritual enemies. And overtakes them. He does not stop until his enemies are consumed. Dave's enemies are wounded. They're not able to rise. They are fallen under his feet. The Lord has girded Dave with strength for the battle. The Lord has subdued those that rose up against Dave. Great deliverance has the Lord given to Dave. The Lord shows great mercy to his anointed. Dave Roberson. Lord, we sing praises unto your name. Dave has a sound mind full of love and power. Free from fear. Free from torment. He is in constant fellowship with the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit. Who teaches him all truth. And shows him things to come. Dave has the mind of Christ. And has access to all wisdom. Dave accurately discerns all things. And the Holy Spirit brings to his remembrance all the things which the Lord has spoken unto him. Dave is a steward of the mysteries of God. And he remembers every revelation he has ever received. Dave has been given the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. The eyes of Dave's understanding have been enlightened to know the hope of his calling. And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Dave comprehends the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe. Dave understands it's according to the working of your mighty power which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenly places. Dave understands that he is quickened, raised and seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ. Therefore, Dave is seated far above all principality and power, all might and dominion, and every name that is named. Dave has been given authority over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt Dave. The Lord Himself causes Dave's mind to articulate and hear clearly all the days of his life. The Lord Himself causes Dave's health to be in place. And for his clothes and provision to always be more than enough. Dave takes authority over his mind. And speaks to his soul every day. And we join him right now saying, I command you to be sound and healthy. You are not permitted to lose memories. Never. In Jesus' name. We call forth the Lord's hidden ones. To overthrow the enemies. Who desire to take the houses of the Lord. Into their own possession. Our God empowers the hidden ones. To rise up. And make his enemies like the stubble before the wind. Let the enemies of God be confounded and ashamed. That men may know that thou alone, O Lord, are the most high over all the earth. O Lord, empower your hidden ones with supernatural wisdom to overtake the way of the world's wisdom. We call forth change into the monetary situations as your hidden ones are released into their anointings. Dave continually walks in the peace of God. Dave shall end up full of years and full of days. The nature of God comes forth in Dave as a reigning conqueror. It overtakes every dark part of the past. And fills Dave with light. Dave follows the Spirit of God. And he shall end full of days and full of reward. At the Lord's return. Dave receives from the Lord peace and joy. With no fear to the end of his days. Dave shall go home fat with reward. And shouting the victory every minute. Dave is leading the charge into the revival. The revival of truth, soundness of mind, and sanity. A revival so grounded and sound that the finest minds will evaluate and say, your God must be God. Lord, we magnify and glorify you. We rejoice in your presence. For you alone are freedom. You alone are our answer. Let's praise him now. We praise you, Lord. We thank you again, Lord. You have found that people that believes that what we say shall come to pass. We doubt not in our heart Therefore, everything we say comes to pass exactly as we said it. We thank you for this, Lord. We thank you that it's true. We thank you, Lord, that this is how Jesus functioned, and this is how he taught us to function. We have what we say in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now listen, it's only 8:05, but I think I would be disobedience to teach. That's what he wanted done tonight. The title is A Night of Confession. Night of Confession. This would be a good one, even after the election. I'm telling you, Jesus is Lord over these United States. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, just a moment. He wants to bless you. Father, I thank you for your presence. I feel your presence right now in this room. I've raised you up. I've raised you up for such a time as this, says the Lord. Stand fast, my children. Stand fast, my warriors. Stand fast, my army. Watch. Allow me to set a watch upon your lips. Speak not contrary to any one of these confessions. Speak not contrary. Not concerning your own body, not concerning your own house, not concerning this church, not concerning the elections, not concerning the revival. Say what I say, says your Lord, and I am well pleased with you, he says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're dismissed.